This is Colorado Public Radio News in KRCC. I'm Vic Valla. Researchers from across the country are flying drones over the area burned by the Marshall Fire. CPR's Miguel Otorola explains.
Brad Wham is an assistant research professor at CU Boulder. That sound is him leading a drone flight over a cul-de-sac that burned in the December fire. He's collaborating with a group of other researchers, including many who have studied natural disasters around the world.
This is a very large fire. There's a huge area that burned here, some 6,000 acres. And to gather the level of detail in this entire area takes many weeks.
The researchers are using the drones to make a 3D map of the Marshall Fire burn scar. They will share that map with local governments and other groups looking to study the most destructive fire in state history. Miguel Otarola, CPR News.
Grand Junction's getting money from the federal government to help deal with drought. The city's getting $300,000 to help pay for a new project that includes water pipelines and a connection between its two water sources. And that'll boost the amount of water Grand Junction can deliver to residents during times of drought. The money comes from a federal program that helps communities adapt to climate change. And Denver police are investigating a shooting on Capitol Hill last night that left two people dead. It happened near Colfax and Ogden, near the Ogden Theater. No other details have been released. Another day of sunny and mild temperatures around Denver. You're listening to CPR News.